find out. This is just an open hole. One.
Anybody ever call it a dog trot around here?
No, I never hear that call. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You mentioned you had chimneys. I guess you used to heat your
heat pot.
Yeah, with a fire. Can you tell me how to build a fire?
Just put your. At that time, Papa had turpentine seal, and you keep plenty of dross out of there. But they dip the chips out of the rosin when they cook it to get the turpentine out. Well, they just throw a few of those chips in there and stick a match to it, and it's almost like powder. It burned right up in it. Throw your wood on it, and the fire was ready to go.
What did you call the kind of wood? Maybe you say you didn't have that. The kind of wood you used to start a fire with, you know?
Lighter. Mm-hmm. Light was, but as his old saying was, just some fat lighter.
Mm-hmm. And
it's lighter out of it, you know.
What would you call maybe the big round piece of wood with the bark on it you burn, put in the back, maybe you burn?
Log.
Just call it a regular log. And mm-hmm. what would you call the thing that you'd lay your wood across?
Fire dog.
Mm-hmm. And the open part there, on the floor in front of the fireplace, what about that? What'd you call
that?
That's
a hearth.
Mm-hmm. And what about, sometimes you'd have a board there above it?
Mantle board.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, you mentioned chimney a while ago. If, now, say that you went to Andalusia or something, you see a big factory, you see a big round thing coming up, the smoke comes out. You still call that a chimney, or you call it something different?
I don't know. I think it'd be called like that steam plant. Flew right, I think it'd be called a chimney. What'd you call that, Bill?
Smokestack.
Smokestack, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, now, what do you call the black that forms in the chimney there?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, after the fire burns down, it leaves nothing but
ashes.
Mm-hmm. What color those do you get?
What color?
The ashes, yes.
Gray.
Mm-hmm. Gray. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, we talked about the hearth a while ago. What do you call it? You've seen an old stove, and it's an old-timey stove, it's got the raised shelf on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? Is there a special name for that?
Apron for the stove?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, we talked about living room and parlor a while ago. Can you tell me some of the different kinds of furniture you have in your living room or your parlor?
Well, Mama had a regular little living room suit. It was genuine leather, and the legs said looked like a lion's claws, you know.
Hmm. What kind of pieces of furniture did you have in there?
I think just that little suit and some chairs. Mm-hmm. And when they first put out radios, you had your radio in there and piano. Mm-hmm.
And you say you had a chair. What do you call that thing you're sitting on right now?
Couch.
Did you have one of those too?
No, they didn't have couches way back when I was a boy. They had the little old settees, you know, love seats and things like that.
How was a settee different from a couch? You describe that?
Well, it wasn't as important as a divider. It was just couch, and it doesn't open up or nothing, and it just seat about two people.
Mm. So it was a lot smaller than a couch.
Oh, yeah, a lot smaller than a couch.
What are some other names that people use for couch that you might use? If you want to say something besides couch, you call it one. Anything else?
You can call it, I don't know, nothing else.
Would you ever call it maybe a sofa?
Yeah, sofa. Sofa, a couch, either one, about to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody use the term Davenport?
Yeah.
What is that?
That has to be the same thing.
As a sofa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned chair. What are some of the different kinds of chairs you might have?